Steve Dale back with you on a Sunday afternoon. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. It's 1:18, and nothing says Chicago, I don't believe, like pizza! I mean, truly, you know, I have been, I'm very privileged, Mark Malnati. I've been in different parts of the world, from Africa, you name the country there, to somewhere in Southeast Asia. We've been to Thailand, for example, or in Europe, to a country like Hungary, even, or France, where they disdain the idea of any pizza, or anywhere in the United States. And Chicago associated with Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, and deep dish pizza, for which I am giving you a virtual hug right now. Nothing like Lou Malnati's pizza. I can't say it and not smile. So thank you for Lou Malnati's pizza. What is the story behind Lou Malnati's deep dish pizza?
Wow. It's a long story, Steve. How long do you have?
Not that much time. Give me the abridged version if you can.
Well, my father and my grandfather were managers at one of Chicago's first deep dish spots. And my dad left in 1971, 50 year, it'll be 50 years on March 17th, and opened his own place on the north side. And he died in 1978, and my brother and I and our family and a bunch of unbelievable partners have helped grow it over the last 50 years.
You know, we'll talk about Valentine's Day and pizza, things you would never put together, but you have done it. And we'll talk about that in a moment. I want to first, I mean, we have visited in two different ways Malnati's many times, incidentally, as my waistline can attest to since the pandemic began. One way is to carry out, and mm-hmm. the other way is to have it delivered to us, and we've done both, mostly just pick it up and carry it away.
How has our new curbside service been?
Amazing. So the thing about Lou Malnati's is not only are you getting a great product, and by the way, our experience is that it's hot, it's perfectly made, it is like eating inside as far as the quality of the food. And the people are really, really nice, which is helpful, too. And you've got it down at the locations we've been to. You have it down to a science. They say, go here. It'll be 5 more minutes. Surely enough, it's like four
Great.
Minutes, not even 5 minutes. And then you get you're handed this gold that you guys call pizza. I call it gold because, you know.
That's great. Well, there's two other ways you can get it besides the curbside and the delivery. We have 20 dining rooms around Chicago, and they're open now at least 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and obviously that's the best way to get it right out of the oven at your table, and that cheese just pulls and strings, and it's unbelievable. And the other way is to ship it to yourself or ship it to your family or friends around the country through our Tastes of Chicago e-commerce site. And we ship heart-shaped pizzas all year round, but none more than this week.
Is it too late to do it right now?
No.
Of course
not.
Too late.
We'll send it out tomorrow for you and get it wherever you want it to go on Tuesday.
So, we forgot to tell you the truth, a certain person to send a card to, you know? So I'm thinking maybe we will send this person a heart-shaped pizza. Who doesn't have someone in their family on their list they may have forgotten about for Valentine's Day? Feel badly about it. Well, here's something you still can do, and it's easy to do, isn't it?
No, it's really easy. You know, I mean, you can get online at lumalnatis.com, or you can get on tasteofchicago.com. Or you can call in at 1-800-LOU-TO-GO, and we're ready to take your order anytime. A special package we have this year offers a heart-shaped pizza, a heart-shaped chocolate chip cookie, which is unbelievable. A couple little pewter hearts. My wife and daughters have started a thing called Spreading Hearts, and to, you know, they want to give away hearts to people they love and let them know they care about them. And so there's a couple little pewter hearts. And when you send that kit, we donate a heart-shaped pizza to one of the local food pantries. So you get to give a little back and give a little to others and spread the love.
Well, that's really nice. How much is that? Do you know offhand?
I think it's about $70.
Okay. And that includes shipping or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad because the shipping for that is probably half that cost anyway. So that's not a bad quote-unquote deal. You know, we've had every Sunday that I've been on here, I've had a restaurant on because I want to support Chicago restaurants myself. I know I'm not alone.
Great.
Well, I'm not alone there. I think most people who live here want to do the same or try to find a way to do the same. It seems as though you guys have had an advantage in a sense because you have delivery down to a science and it's pizza, which means, okay, here's a kind of food that you know can be either picked up or delivered without a problem. So you point out right now, yes, you can now eat in your restaurants, but that wasn't the case some time ago. And some people still may feel uncomfortable doing it. Did you suffer as a result of the pandemic, or did you find that most people, or many people anyway, wanted this comfort food that we call pizza?
Yeah. Well, we've been really blessed through the pandemic. And, you know, I think between all the different ways we sell pizza, people have figured out a way to get it. And so while our sales mix has been totally different than any other year with our restaurants closed, we've picked up some of the gap with our curbside and with our delivery and certainly shipping frozen.
Post-pandemic, Mark, do you think that some of this, have you learned some things and you say, okay, we're going to keep this. We're going to do this now because we find there are people who really prefer this.
Yeah. Oh, well, we shifted over to curbside from walk-up in 48 hours. Once the pandemic hit, just trying to keep our people safe, keep people out of the store and make it, you know, and then make it mm-hmm. easier for people who are driving up. That was a big shift for us. And, it's been fantastic. I think the guests have absolutely loved not getting out of their car, especially in some of the hard to park locations. You know, you might have to drive up with one person and have the other and have a second person go in inside the store. So now you can just drive up yourself. We bring it to your car window. We'll certainly stay with that. And we've seen our shipping business grow, and we hope that stays there.
What do you think it is about Lou Malnati's pizza? I mean, truly, what I said when I introduce you, and that's kind of where I'm going to end this, but it absolutely is true. You are more than any, it's not only deep dish pizza, it's Lou Malnati's pizza that is associated with Chicago, just like Michael Jordan or Oprah Winfrey, other names that I mentioned. Why do you think it is?
I think that we've been able to put together a team of people that really care about one another, really care about, you know, serving, and they've stayed with us, stayed together, created more than a company, created a real community at Lou Malnati's, and it's a generational thing. We've got people who work with us whose father and whose grandfather have worked with us, and you know, I think it's the same with our customers. That kind of team has inspired that kind of guest. And, you know, it's I don't know. I think that's what you're asking me, Steve.
No, that's fine. And I would also argue it's the quality of the ingredients that you happen to put in your product as well, by the way. Free commercial, if it sounds like it, I'm happy to do it because you guys are the best. And I want to help all restaurants at this point in time. Also, 1-800-LOU-TO-GO is one of those phone numbers that I think everyone knows who is a Chicagoan. So thank you very much, Lou.
Hope so.
Or Mark, rather, from Lou Malnati's Pizza. You know, you've also done so much for Chicago, some of it publicized. I happen to know some of it not so publicized, so I'm grateful for that, too. And I'm glad you're rock and rolling through the pandemic. I hope things keep going well.
Really nice to have me on, Steve. Thank you. And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I I hope you bought flowers for someone special, because I did, and I'm not going to get in trouble.
Uh-oh. Are you busting me? Well, how about a necklace? Does that count?
I don't know.
It wasn't a fancy one, but it was a necklace. So I and there was a dog at the end of the chain, and of course, we love dogs.
That's great.
Thank you, Mark.
See you later.
Thank you. He almost got me in trouble there. I don't know. Mark Malnati, Lou Malnati's Pizza, and truly, if you love deep dish pizza, I mean, and if you're a Chicagoan, you know exactly what I'm talking about.